good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff hit me cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, cut me. All my friends and relatives. You're listening to Native Radio present I'm Awake. Got a little echo going on.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Call them at 651-304-996. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You don't need to live in the Twin Cities or in Minnesota to your COVID-19 information. Give them a call because they have new information every day.
Well, I think I was in a canyon for a minute there.
Sometimes, you know, you have to take, that's really hard.
Well, I can barely listen to my voice as it is, but when it's echoed coming back at me. Hey, Cudigy, all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade, which means distant thunder. My colonized and taxpayer name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. And as we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Give them a call. They get updates every day. There's new information coming out every day, too.
Yeah, exactly. So yesterday, Wendy, we were at the candlelight ceremony in mm-hmm. Minneapolis at the Canadian embassy mm-hmm. For the mass grave site. The 215 Native children of the Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia
were found buried. Yeah, the remains of 215. Children.
Yeah, and so we're at the and so it's hard mm-hmm. because I tell you what, one of the things for me is there's probably more on that site.
Oh my gosh,
there's probably sure. more all over. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's residential schools all over the United States. Mm-hmm. There's movies, there's books about it. It's a real deal, and it's a thing that's real to Native Americans because. You know, they were cutting our hair, bleaching our skin, and not letting us do our own religion, speak our own language. And if you did any of those things, you'd be tortured.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we have relatives that we know, because we're a little older, that went through all this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw House Representative Ruth Buffalo of North Dakota mention the fact that her daughter just graduated, and she was the first one in her family not to graduate from a residential school.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, and they were still open until mm-hmm. the late 90s. When.
Yeah, I mean, there were people there yesterday at the ceremony talking who did go through those residential schools and who told us about their experience. So, Crystal who put the...
Yeah, Crystal Norcrest.
She did a great job. It was really well organized, and it was really heartfelt, and it was a beautiful ceremony. So good for Crystal for doing that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we had a few speakers, mm-hmm. and Grandma Lyons was there.
Dancers.
Yeah, jingle dress, mm-hmm. and some singing.
Yeah, and the Southern dancers also. I don't know what they're called, but they're awesome. So yeah,
from the South, there mm-hmm. are relatives, and mm-hmm. you know, there was a before we get to the news here, there was mm-hmm. a interesting parallel when one of the leaders from the Aztec group mm-hmm. spoke, Wendy, and she said that, you know, we're still dealing with this. We have kids in cages, and it was like, well, bingo,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
bingo. So. Yep. Yep. You know, we have a history in this country that's not a very good history. We all know Adolf Hitler did his thing through learning from how they put all the natives on reservations, mm-hmm. and he put them all in concentration camps. And there's a lot of parallels directly from our history. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, not good. So we have Ogama now that we've, you know, and I'm sure
eaten up all of her time.
Yeah, and I'm sure we can, Ogama, we can bleed into the second segment a little bit too with some news, because I know you work all day on this news and you don't hear this kind of news anywhere else all over Turtle Island. So welcome, Ogama. Hi, Juoni.
Hi, Anine Buju. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure, because we started with a little bit of a canyon echo today. So just wanted to check in. Hi, everybody. It's a Tuesday, but it feels like Monday. And I want to alert you that this coming weekend, once again, and probably every day until this weekend, right, Robert? The Treaty People Gathering is happening in northern Minnesota, June 5th through 8th. You can still sign up at treatypeoplegathering.com. Right now, there's hundreds of people who have signed up to attend. The event's going to host speakers, informational groups, and more. And a lot of like-minded people are gathering right now for this event this weekend to bring awareness to the dangers of the Line 3 pipeline in Minnesota, including the imminent danger to the Mississippi headwaters. The event also intends to bring the issue to the top of the nation's consciousness so that Biden has to act to stop the Line 3 pipeline. So if you have not yet signed up for that event and you intend on going, make sure you go to treatypeoplegathering.com to sign up. There's carpools and other things. Once you sign up, somebody will get in touch with you to make sure you have everything you need to get there. In Wisconsin, on the same day, on Saturday, June 5th, is a paddle and walk for clean water at 12 p.m., leaving from Mellon, Wisconsin. And that is a river paddle on the proposed Enbridge Line 5 reroute in Mellon, Wisconsin. So we all know that Line 5 is an issue underneath the Straits of Mackinac and Michigan, but it also does run through Wisconsin. So, you know, all of these beautiful states up here in the U.S. that touch the Great Lakes are really in risk right now, in a lot of risk right now because of Enbridge's pipelines, not just Line 3. So we want to give credence to those as well. If you're a Native person, you probably have already heard, but I would not be doing news justice if I did not bring it up one more time. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day took on a whole new meaning to us as Native people this year, as the remains of 215 children, some as young as three, were found buried on the site of Kamloops Indian School in British Columbia, Canada. The children were at the were students at the school, and the school did not close until 1978. The remains were confirmed last weekend with the help of ground penetrating radar during a survey of the property. More bodies are expected to be found because there are more areas to search on the school grounds. These deaths were never documented by the school's administrators in any way. The discovery was announced on Thursday by the chief of the Dikumloops Desequepem First Nation. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said it was a painful reminder of a shameful chapter in Canada's history. They're working with museum specialists in the coroner's office to establish causes and timings of the deaths, obviously, which are not currently known. People all over the United States and Canada mourned and raised awareness about this history, the history of both countries. Children's moccasins, shoes, candles, and flowers were left on the steps of many Catholic churches throughout Canada and the U.S. Meanwhile, the Roman Catholic Pope has remained silent on this issue. He was asked by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to apologize in 2018, and he declined. There are some archbishops in Canada who have offered apologies and prayers, but this school was actually under the Roman Catholic administration until 1969, and the Pope has not made any sort of statement about that. If you don't know the history of residential or boarding schools, as they were called in the United States, if you're listening to this as a non-Native person, I'm begging you to please look into this and to honor your Native allies and friends by knowing the history, because as a mother, even on air right now, I'm on the edge of tears talking about this. My child is 8 years old. And this is something that we should, that should be taught. And if you could educate yourselves, we would all really appreciate that.
Hey, we'll come back to you, Ogama, and do a little more news. We cut into your section. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. the Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are the Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Native American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I think having yesterday off really got to us. We're just
not
like,
me. I'm solid.
We're not in the groove.
I'm solid.
You're solid as a rock, Robert. Solid as a rock.
Hey, before we get to Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350, why don't we see, Ogama, do you have any more news? Seeing that Wendy and I took half your section.
Yeah, I do have a couple more things, if you're willing to let me have a few minutes. One last note on the 215 children that were found. There was that event in the Twin Cities at the Canadian consulate or Canadian embassy in the Twin Cities, but they also lit up Niagara Falls State Park with a display of orange light over the weekend for that. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that water protecting is not just an issue that's happening in the United States. On May 31st in Colombia, Justice and Peace Colombia police killed a water protector who is known as a campesino, is what they call it, and wounded another. So around 5:30 a.m. on May 31st, according to the police statement, protesters tried to enter what's called the Costayaco Field, which is owned by the oil company Gran Tierra Energy, in order to block its operation. The indigenous leader, indigenous NASA leader Victor Campo, was wounded when the military protecting the oil company had a prolonged confrontation with the demonstrators. He was wounded with a firearm and taken to a hospital in a nearby village. Meanwhile, Jordan Rosero Estrella was wounded by gunfire and taken to a nearby hospital later in the day, where he was pronounced dead on the scene. Basically, anti-narcotics police attacked the peasants and indigenous people who were about 300 meters from a place where there was a meeting taking place, trying to, come to peace about this issue. So, prayers for our relatives in South America, and also prayers to our Black relatives, as well as today is the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre as well.
Yeah, it's a very sombering thought. Mm-hmm. You know, and as we talk about, and we've been on almost 4 years, well, really 3.5 years, but when do we talk about this? And one of the things we talk about is that we probably wouldn't have our name change for the Washington football team. This would not come to a head if the death of murder of George Floyd didn't happen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think all these things are coming up and, you know, it's really making the racists pissed.
People are aware. Yep, it is.
It's making the racists pissed. That's for sure. Thanks again, Ogama. You bring the news and, you know, it's very important that we talk and support our allies.
And this hard stuff, it's all hard, really hard stuff. It's really hard and heartbreaking things that are happening, but we need to talk about it so it doesn't happen again.
That's absolutely
unlike the insurrection on January 6th. That doesn't need to be talked about at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Jeez.
Another show.
Yeah. Another show is right. Maybe we'll just keep on going right on Facebook Live right after this show. Right?
Exactly.
Hey, we have a strong warrior up from the deep north, and we're going to be talking a lot about a lot of things, and we're going to have her on almost two sections this week. And it's Nancy Boley of Bemidji 350, Rise Coalition, and also just an all-around groovy person. Welcome, Nancy Boley.
It's always good to be here, Robert, and I just want our listeners to know I'm also a citizen of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe here in northern Minnesota. I'm from the Leech Lake Reservation, and I always enjoy being here and giving an update. And, you know, prior to jumping in here, I was just in our tree people gathering space and shaping what that's going to bring, and I'm encouraging people to visit our Treaty People Gathering .com to find ways they can support the beautiful movement this coming weekend. It's actually Sunday through Tuesday, and you can come one day, 2 days, or stay the whole thing. And it is a non-violent direct action. It's family friendly. And we actually have, I secured today, Thomas X to perform, some of his great music and some of the knowledge that he holds, and he'll also MC for us. So a lot of good things happening that weekend, and, we're making a shout out to, you know, not just our local water protectors, but our allies from afar to come stand in solidarity with us, because again, what good are our treaty rights if we don't exercise them? And, you know, earlier today, it's been a busy day, Robert. I was at the Beltrami County Board meeting and gave a presentation on why treaties matter, and showed a video from NPR on why those treaties matter, and the history of what got us here today and how this country was founded under signing treaties with us. And so basically, it was an educational piece, probably an eye-opener for some of them. But at the same time, I had to remind them, you know, a while back, Commissioner Gosvick from District 1, who supports Line 3, actually, we know that from his letters to the editor and some of the positions he's taken to support the sheriff and providing our police officers here in Beltrami County to become oil mercenaries for Enbridge. But I reminded them that this is not a good way under those treaty obligations to treat our neighboring tribal nations like Red Lake and White Earth that are still have their day in court. So I reminded them that, you know, this is not a good way to get along with us, especially when we bring economic prosperity to this county. But at the same time, it is not a crime to exercise our inherent treaty rights. And so, yeah, it was very emotional. And I'm still, you know, sitting here trying to decompress and hold all these different spaces at once. But, you know, I enjoy doing the work I do. I've personally grown throughout my time, you know, in this resistance and met so many beautiful people. So I'm excited about this weekend, Robert.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to hear back from Alan Roy and that I'm going to have a bed up there. So with some air conditioning, possibly swim in some pool or something at night.
Right. You're one of the lucky ones. The rest of us will be stuck in like 90 degree weather in our tents holding space. But,
Nancy,
you know,
he's pretty bougie, Robert. Robert's pretty bougie.
Yeah. We're going to force things on him that he's never imagined, and he'll never find his way back to that hotel room. So
do it, Nancy. Do it, Nancy.
So we're going to bring out the old Gitche Da and Robert, and he's going to show up. So, yeah. Again, you know, I want people to know that there's, you know, we are in the deep, deep north here in northern Minnesota, and we're trying to educate our local elected officials that we do have a treaty partnership, and what does that look like, and how can we continue to forge forward through this education that, you know, our northern scenario planning has offered. So, you know, it's been a tough course, but I feel we're making some headway, and I feel if we continue to show up and be resilient, that we are gonna make some progress here. And one key thing is to never give up. You know, sometimes I'm the only person going to the commissioner's meeting, but I did manage to get on the agenda for the first time, and I feel that was because being resilient and keep showing up, and that's important. You never want to put your tail between your legs and say, I can't do it, because you know what? Our ancestors did this for us, and we owe it to them and for those not born yet to protect all that is sacred.
Well, we look forward to the seventh generations. What we do today affects the next seven generations, and that's how us as Indigenous and Native people across Turtle Island think. And if you're colonized, you don't think that. You think, I need to tear this tree down. I need this pipeline. I need these things because I'm only thinking as far as my nose, Nancy.
Right. And, you know, to be honest, I hate to, you know, rain on anyone's parade, but that's actually rather selfish for us not to care for the future. And our children and their children and their children, they deserve everything that we had, probably less than what we had, I should say, because that's our problem. We want more than we need, and we have to understand that we are nature and that we have to respect the earth and take care of her so we have generations that can enjoy the beauty of life itself and all the things that come with Mother Nature. And so I think our position this weekend will not only make a stand about us still being here, but what our purpose of being here is, you know, because that's important too. We shouldn't be just recognized as a people. We should be recognized as a culture and as a treaty, you know, because we should never become a quasi-sovereign. We should never have to ask the government or Congress for permission to do something. Those treaties were intended for us to be in that dialogue, so we shouldn't have to run for office or in hope that we get enough votes or in the end get a majority vote. If we do get on a council or on a commission or whatever it be, sometimes the majority vote still holds us back because our words continue to fall on deaf ears, just like I mentioned tonight at the commissioner's meeting, that deserve to be heard.
Nance, can you hold on for another section while we take this break?
Sure.
Awesome. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Registering with the Selective Service System is something every 18-year-old guy is required to do. That's the Selective Service, not the Secret Service. When you register with Selective Service, you won't be guarding the president. Nobody's going to give you sunglasses and a black suit. You know what happens when you register with Selective Service? You'll stay eligible for college loans, jobs, and training programs. If you're a guy turning 18, go to sss.gov and register. No, karate classes are not included.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
The only place I take my Sienna for service is Rudy Luther Toyota. After you buy your Toyota from Rudy Luther, the relationship is just beginning. Rudy Luther offers incredible service specials for your Toyota. You can find the specials online at rudyluthertoyota.com. Get great deals on tires, batteries, alignment, air filters, oil changes, and even wiper blades. Plus, their service department will inspect your vehicle and make sure it's good to go. For service on your Toyota, the only place to go is Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hello, Minneapolis. It's Randy Rhodes on your radio in the heart of the Midwest every weeknight from 10 to midnight on AM 950.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. It'll be partly cloudy overnight with a low of 57. Then on Wednesday, more sunshine and a high of 82. Cafe Latte at Victoria Street and Grand Avenue in St. Paul provides an award-winning array of salads, sandwiches, and soups, treats from the bakery made fresh daily, and a pizza and wine bar. Check them out today at cafelatte.com.
Welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice, and the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah. Hey, so we have Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, Rise Coalition on, and just all-around groovy person. And Nancy, welcome back, and let's talk a little bit more about what's going to happen this weekend. And whatever else you want to talk about, if you want to finish up on what you were doing today, too.
All right. Before, you know, I forget, I really, really want to mention that there's another side to this resistance that many of our non-natives or even many of our relatives are not aware of. You know, in Line 3 runs through Fond du Lac, and here in Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, we do have a Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution, and our preamble says that we need to protect our natural resources for our people and our descendants. And there's like Article 13 and 14, the rights of the members, you know, the free prior and informed consent, the referendum vote. You also have Article 5, Section B, to prevent the sale, lease, or encumbrance of tribal lands for the sake of, you know, extraction. We have our land ordinance number 3. If one tribe makes a decision that can be detrimental to other tribes, that's a no-no. So, you know, in Riots Coalition, a lot of our work addresses our Minnesota Chippewa tribe, the Tribal Executive Committee, which consists of the 6 northern tribes, excluding Red Lake. And the TEC, the Tribal Executive Committee, consists of all the chairmen and the secretary treasurer for each of those 6 northern tribes. They're under one umbrella, and we are to think like the nation and quit acting like the reservation and protect each other. But we see there's violations to our own constitution, and our own elected officials in Indian country have failed the need to protect all that is sacred. And so we have shown up to every TEC meeting for the last 2 years addressing Line 3. And just in the last meeting, an elder from White Earth brought up the fact that Line 3 crosses through Minnesota Chippewa tribe land twice on the Fond du Lac Reservation. And for people that don't know, the Minnesota Chippewa tribe land, the people, the tribe, the people that constitute the tribe are stakeholders in those, on those lands, located throughout the reservations here in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, excluding Red Lake. So the land in Fond du Lac, the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, me as a citizen of Minnesota Chippewa tribe, I can exercise my treaty rights to go there to hunt, fish, gather, and travel. But yet, the chairman of Fond du Lac has now put a permitting process to prevent us from exercising our treaty rights and to protect, you know, our natural resources for our people and for our descendants. So we are addressing that, and that battle is not over. And we encourage, you know, our Minnesota Chippewa tribe constituents to start showing up at these meetings. And if you feel that you're not ready to go out into open space because of COVID, there's still Zoom links that are available. So even if you're 200 miles away, there's no excuse not to be there and voice that concern that we need to protect, you know, our people and our descendants from this Line 3 invasion. And so it's really important that we start showing up in our own political, you know, areas and mm-hmm. address our elected officials to do what's right by our people in the future.
So let me get that straight. Can you back up a second? So what you're saying is now the tribal leaders are saying that you, as a Chippewa member, have to have a permit to do hunting and things on your own land? Is that what you just said?
Well, in the Fond du Lac Reservation, Kevin Dupis, the chair, has now have a permitting process. And if you want to be there, you have to ask for a permit to be there. And that violates our treaty rights. And not only does Line 3 violate those treaty rights, but when Kevin Dupas said, hey, y'all got my permission to come through and you can go through MCT land twice, you need actually a free, prior, and informed consent from the people and have that referendum vote, because we are the stakeholders and we should give the permission for that if we want it through that referendum vote. If we decide through that referendum vote we don't want it, then Enbridge has to find a different way through Fond du Lac. But the easiest way they've seen was to pass through MCT land twice. And, you know, our elder from White Earth, you know, when she brought it up, you know, I was really honored to know her and just happy that she speaks the truth. But, you know, Rise Coalition, we've been asking that same question for over 2 years, and they continue to ignore us. So there's other actions that we will be taking after our treaty people gathering. We're just so busy right now that we haven't been able to meet, but we do know what we want to meet about, and that's going to be we're going to start meeting again in 2 more weeks. And if you follow us on Rise Coalition on Facebook page, we will have the event there, our meeting spaces, and a Zoom link for people to join us, because we feel that we need more of our constituents in Minnesota Chippewa tribe to you know, address those issues, because it's really difficult just for, you know, the same group of people going. But again, there's legal action we are going to take. We are fundraising for some, you know, lawyer support and things like that. But, you know, we still need our people to stand with us. That means so much when people come.
So what I'm hearing is that one person is stopping the word of a whole nation. Is that what I'm hearing?
You are hearing just what I said, yes. And, you know, that's really disheartening because even at the last TEC meeting, I did address the Line 3 issue on MCT lands after our elders spoke. And Mr. Dupas was in the Zoom call and he had nothing to say because he knows we're right. And if we don't rally as a people and defend our Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Constitution in a good way, as the way it was intended, we do have a legal stand here. We just have to get there, Robert, and it takes support from our people and fundraising and applying for grants to make sure that we have legal representation, because most of the time we don't. We're just poor Native people without anybody representing us, and our voices continue to fall on deaf ears. But we're at a point in history where we have to make leaps and bounds to make this kind of stuff work, and we need to do that by being proactive more than reactive.
Amen to that. This is sickening news, but I appreciate you sending out this news all over Turtle Island. We have our relatives that are listening to us on Facebook and YouTube, and also in Chicago and Madison. We have all our allies listening to us, and this is disheartening, but you're a great example of perseverance, and I just want to say peeny geegy for all you do, Nancy. And is there anything else? We got a minute left with you.
Right. Well, I'm going to invite all of our listeners and make sure they drag their family, friends, and relatives here to Northern Minnesota for the Treaty People Gathering from June 5th to 8th. And again, it is a non-violent direct action, family-friendly. And if there's ways you want to help or not sure how to show up, you can go to www.treatypeoplegathering.com. Register. Once you register, Robert, there's information in there that will probably answer most of your questions. If not, you can send an email asking for more. And actually, tonight at 7 o'clock, they have a webinar on what that movement looks like. So I just want to give a quick rundown. Saturday is our welcome and our prayer. That starts at 4. We'll have dinner at 6. And then so that is a night to welcome in our allies and our relatives from across Turtle Island. Sunday morning, we'll start with a prayer ceremony. We'll do our Treaty 101, and then we'll break out into training sessions on how to hold space in a peaceful, cultural kind of way. And then on Monday, we'll go down to the Mississippi Bridge, and we're going to dance and pray for the water and hold space and have more teachings and exercise our inherent rights to those treaties. And, it's going to be a really powerful weekend. And again, we have Thomas X that will be performing. We have Mexican dancers coming. I believe the Aztec dancers are coming. So there's going to be a lot of good energy there, Robert. And we encourage everyone to come to be a part of that beautiful, beautiful resistance.
We'll be there. Thank you so much, Nancy Bowler, G350. Wow, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Nancy is awesome.
Yeah, awesome. And it sounds like a great event this weekend. So.
And again, Northern Minnesota, before we take off here too, it's interesting. I can't remember. Were you with me were you with me watching the news yesterday?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we saw Winona LaDuke on CBS talk about this treaty thing happening this weekend. So, yeah, everyone get their shawls and their fancy dress and go up there and in a good way, because we need to resist and divest.
Join a group and run for office.
Not this weekend, but we'll resist divest this week. And I'll be calling in to you. You'll be hosting the show on Monday, and I'll be calling in either via telephone or smoke signals or something.
or not. It's just going to be Ogama and I hold down.
No, Ogama's going to be there too. It's going to be you.
Oh,
you better
no.
have a bunch of guests, huh? No, I'm just kidding. But So, yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm going to be calling in the Devil's Advocate in Madison and giving them an update when they're on nationally. So it'll be exciting. I was going to say it's either phone or over the laptop.
That is exciting because you will be able to find people who you're going to be able to interview there, too. So that's really going to be something.
Well, I'll be the interviewer.
Yeah, you'll be the interviewer.
You'll interview me. You'll say, what's your name?
What's your name? What are you doing? Where are you? What's going on?
And I'll go, I don't know. Because I'm very observant when it comes to things, but I'll have to take notes. Mm-hmm. We want to give a special shout out for Nancy Bolio for being on and giving us all the work she does up there and the truth that she brings. Mm-hmm. You guys can find Winona's piece on CBS.com. I think it's WCCO, some CO or TV, WCCO TV. Don't roll your eyes because it's WCCO radio, too. It's the same thing, but different. Mm-hmm. One's visual and one, well, never mind. But, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And up next, we're going to be talking some sacred animals with Wendy Pilot.
Stay with us.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lucent Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Ho!
Hey, I want to introduce my awesome, just a second here.
Oh, no.
I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many, many years, and she works tirelessly.
It's a hard word to say.
It's a tongue twister. Tirelessly. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You got it.
Wow, one in a row. Hey, you work very hard on animal issues on the state and local level. And what group are you with? Because I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me.
I am a humane policy volunteer leader with the Humane Society of the United States.
My native name is
Hanajihi Hani. And that means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Yeah, as always, Curtis, thank you.
During a ceremony, a naming ceremony.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You were another person, I think, were named that time. Mm-hmm. Was it more than one or two?
I don't remember.
I have it on video.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look back because I have a good memory, but it's short.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so you know, you were having a you were playing with our godchildren today, and you almost had heat stroke. So you have something to bring up here in regards to that via our sacred relatives and animals.
Yeah, I was playing around in the backyard with a six-year-old and a three-year-old, t-ball and a little bit of golf and some frisbee, running around, and it was really hot. There was no shade in the backyard, so I was, like, really hot. I think the heat really got to me today. So then I was just thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, I can go in. I know enough to go in, get cooled off, have some water, you know, put a towel on my head, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But animals and wildlife, you know, our pets and our wildlife don't have that luxury. So I think that we need to help them out, especially with these temperatures this weekend that we're supposed to get. I think we might even break records this weekend. That's how hot it's going to be.
Oh.
So the first thing I want to talk about is just your dog. I know, like, our dogs, I walked them earlier today. It was a lot cooler than earlier today. But I just read something, and I didn't know this, but the pads of their feet are not any thicker than the than our feet, than our bottoms. Like, I always thought, like, dogs' pads were, like, really thick and a lot thicker than ours, and it's not. It's just same as our feet. So it's really important to touch the blacktop or the asphalt with the back of your hand. So the back of your hand is really sensitive. It's a lot more sensitive than the palm of your hand. So put the back of your hand on the asphalt, they say, for 11 seconds.
Like,
kind of push it down there for 11 seconds. If it's really hot and your hand can't take it for 11 seconds, then your feet, then your dog's feet can't take it either.
That's just not so, take the dog out when it's hot.
Yeah, or let, or bring it on the right. Exactly. And they really can get heat stroke really bad. And when it's really hot like that, too, a lot of veterinarians see pads, their paw pads, burnt from hot asphalt. So you have to really be careful. So just check that out. You could also go on, if you're already bare feet or have flip-flops on, just kind of flip them off and step on the blacktop. And if you can't take it for your feet, they can't take it either. The other thing is every single year we hear about dogs dying in cars because the people leave them in the cars,
and,
right?
And babies.
And babies. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Every year I pray that no children die in a hot car. But also, you know, our dogs, people, you know, think that they're just going to run in the store for 5 minutes. You know, they, that's what they think. But then they get stuck in there. They meet somebody they know and start talking. The line is a lot longer. They forget about the dog and they just, you know, shop a little bit more than they expected. But dogs die. So many dogs die every year in the car. Even if you leave your window cracked, it doesn't really help.
Well, I know what we'd do if we see a dog.
Mm-hmm.
We'd break the window.
We do.
Take the dog.
I know. You know, it's funny, too, and I should have looked this up, but some states you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
It's legal, but some states it's not. And Minnesota's one of the states that you're not allowed to break the window.
Well, we know a couple of representatives. We need to change the law. Once
exactly.
we get full Democrat and Republican Senate, which we don't here in Minnesota, which can't get nothing done.
Can't get anything done.
Thank you.
We can't get anything that makes sense done. That's one thing. But listen to this. If the outside temperature is 70 degrees, your car just in 10 minutes could heat up to 95 degrees. That's at a 70 degree day. You think that it's nice and cool. If it's 89 degrees outside, this is going to be like over the weekend in 90s, we're going to hit. In 10 minutes, it will reach 114 degrees inside your car.
No one can stand
that. So don't leave the car. Don't leave the dog in the car. Another thing is just our animals. That, you know, it's going to be really, really hot. It's not going to be raining. There's going to be – their water resources are going to be drying up all over the place. So set some water out.
Yeah.
Some
our squirrels love our water.
Yep. I have water outside and
the
we
birds,
see them.
The ducks.
Yep.
The chipmunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say, too, that you should put some rocks around in your bird bath just so it – tips the surface of the water. So insects, you'd be surprised. You know, I only learned a couple of years ago that insects need to drink water. Like I never thought that they drank water, but bees and all kinds of bugs need to drink water. So they'll step on those little rocks that you put in the water so they don't drown. Because they get drowned.
Right.
They don't have little...
They make them a little beach.
They don't have little... So that,
they don't have flippers.
Bee life preservers.
Yeah, jeez. Hey, I have the
put rocks
here.
In the Put rocks in the bird bath. The other thing that I'm getting ready to, I just saw something on Facebook, is that we have the hummingbirds around here now because, this is the time, this is the season.
Let's get that out there.
The heat is going to really do a job on them this weekend, so we need to get the hummingbird sugar mixture mixed up. So a couple of things that you need to know. It's one part sugar to four parts water. So you could do like a quarter cup of sugar and one cup of water. You have to boil the water. Mm-hmm. You put the sugar in. It has to be regular.
So when you boil it, does it just break it down so it's clear? Is that what you mean? So
yes. Boil it. Yep. Boil it.
As long as it dissolves and you're good.
Yeah, but you just can't dissolve it in non. You have to boil the water to get the stuff out of the water. But you can't use organic sugar or raw sugar or any kind of fancy sugar. Just regular sugar, like refined sugar, just normal refined sugar, because the organic and the raw sugars have iron in them, and it could be really bad for the.
So the same kind of sugar you had when you used to drink sugar and cream
in my coffee.
In your coffee.
Yes, exactly. And no, don't put any red dyes in it. You don't need any red dyes, and it's really bad for them. But the thing is, this is going to take a little work because you have to change that sugar water every other day.
So you only put a little bit in there, like, you know, a third of it, and then you know you're going to throw out the rest, and then
every
a couple days.
Day. Yep. But you could make a big batch of it and keep it in the refrigerator for 2 weeks, and then just fill it every other day and just make sure you wash out. A glass container for the hummingbirds is the best, better than plastic.
You know, and we love hummingbirds, and they're all over the internet, and we even know people that have never seen hummingbirds before that have come and visit us.
Yeah, that's right.
Been startled. So, you know, do this. Get the hummingbird garden. Mm-hmm. Do the hummingbird juice, nectar, or whatever you want to call it, and the sugar water, and you'll have hummingbirds.
You'll have hummingbirds around. I know they're beautiful, aren't they? They're really fun to watch.
I love the trivia,
too. The butterflies,
too,
drink a lot of water, so you have to put the rocks in the bird bath for them, too, because if they fall in, that's it. If their wings get wet, it's they're goner. So
Well, hey, that's a couple really good things to remember, especially when it's going to get really toasty this weekend, and
we got to help the birds too, because I didn't know this, but it's really dry. The worms go deeper into the ground, and then the birds can't get the worms to eat, so we should supplement the birds with some, you know, seeds and sunflower seeds.
Run a hose out in your bag.
There you go. Run the hose a little bit.
Those robins can chomp those out. Hey, I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake and a Pini Gigi to Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, always to Wendy Pilot and Ogama with the news, very important news. And again, thank you for talking about our sacred animals. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Stop line three.